Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The cast and crew of Pella Christian's production of Les Miserables join us on today's program to preview their upcoming shows this Thursday through Saturday.
Rebecca Lamperman, I'm a student director.
Thomas Dykstra, and I play Jean Valjean.
My name is Mara Jeffer, and I play Cosette.
I'm Ryan Van Gilst, and I play Marius Pontmercy.
What is Les Mis, and what is this show for the audiences?
Jean Valjean is a prisoner for about 19 years, and he's mistreated, and eventually he is let free. At the beginning, he kind of goes back to his old ways and back to crime a little bit, but he is shown mercy by a bishop. And after that, he turns his life around. He falls upon a couple of different characters. He meets the character Fantine. And after he learns that she is going to die, he decides to adopt her daughter, actually, Cosette.
So the second half of the musical is really begins with the student revolution of the French Revolution. It's student-led, and that's where a lot more of the characters come into play. And then all the subplots and stuff kind of run over each other, and that's how Jean Valjean gets dragged into it, and then with Cosette and then Marius, and then that includes the love triangle through it all and stuff. And in the end, it all just kind of everything happens and so on. I don't want to give anything away.
Good. See, wise there on the theater side. So I'll have each of you for our audience introduce your part and a little bit about your character's story and how it kind of intertwines into the overall side of things.
My character is Marius Pontmercy, and he is one of the student revolutionists. He's one of the leaders, and he is the love interest. So he has two girls that fall in love with him, and he likes one and not the other. And so then the other one's all heartbroken, and then it's like love at first sight with the other. So, yeah, and then that in the end, there's a wedding.
My character is Cosette, and I'm the one who falls in love with Marius at first sight. And, yeah, that's pretty much the focus of Cosette through the whole thing, is her love for Marius and how much she wants to be with him all the time. And he kind of gets taken away from her when he goes to be the leader of the student revolution.
I play Jean Valjean, and as the main protagonist, after Jean Valjean is shown mercy by the bishop in the beginning, his main goal or purpose in the musical is to show the same mercy to everyone else. So whether that's adopting Cosette, fighting in the revolution, there are multiple instances where Jean Valjean wants to dedicate his life back to God and back to doing the right thing.
And as our student director and as working with these fine actors here, what is so challenging about this show in the sense of what are the things that you're up against when you're trying to produce something that's so popular and that has been done in many different ways?
The huge part that we kind of looked at it with that we haven't really done before, that Les Mis is all music. So almost about 99% of the dialogue is singing. And so we're kind of faced with the obstacle of learning all the lyrics, every single note they have to know instead of just a musical number, stop, dialogue. It's just music all the way through, and it's just a long time for our orchestra, and it's a long time for our singers, but just kind of working with them to understand that it's not just all singing where people can get lost in the music, but adding characterization and adding kind of, I call it like character singing, so people don't really realize they're singing the whole time, so they kind of follow the plot a little bit more, and working with all of that enunciation.
Well, we have been singing since about June, actually, where we started meeting with our amazing choral director, Timothy Van Voorst. He agreed to meet with us every couple of weeks where we started learning all of our music. So we had an advantage, I guess, in that sense that we were able to start working on it early, which was key in order to, once we got to August, where everyone else is coming to school, we start doing full cast, that kind of thing. They have to learn all of the big music pieces, and we don't really have enough time to focus on the leads and their music. So it was key that we got our music down first.
I guess for you, what are the challenges of what she said, trying to make music and also being a character at the same time?
I think for me, it's almost easier because I've really been involved in music for a long time, and I'm really involved with choir, and so I feel like music helps me in my characterization a little bit more because I've just been involved in music for a long time, and I haven't been involved in theater for as long, So I think this is a good way to kind of combine the two and help me in building my character.
And also, we've mentioned to everybody when we've been practicing and stuff, like how we've, if we see a lack of characterization, we just say, when you go home and you're practicing your music on your own, just to like read the lyrics out loud as dialogue so then you know how you would say it, and then start singing it like that. Sing it with that determination or whatever motivation you would have while you're singing those lines.
So as we now look towards the shows that are coming up this weekend, I guess why should people come see your version of Les Mis, especially for you as the student director, as you've been watching them perform and have that audience kind of perspective? Why would audiences really be enthralled by what you're going to do?
I think it's one of the most daunting musicals we've put on, but I think this is one of the best casts I have ever seen in my past 4 years being in the musical and on the tech side. It's insane. Usually we're working with characters and singing and acting all the way up until next week, even perfecting. But like this past Saturday, it is like the earliest Saturday we've ever gotten things down pat. And now we're just working out some technical cues. And it's the best cast I've worked with so far. And it really is. And then we have amazing, amazing adults helping us out and all these volunteers that have worked for months and months. And we've put a lot of hard work into it.
Performances are this Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. in the Vermeer Auditorium at Pella Christian High School. Tickets are available at the Pella Christian High School office. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.